Welcome to the Elad Pod, Missouri's online, uncensored town hall program, bringing our government back to you. I'm Elad Gross. I'm a civil rights attorney who believes that our government is better when your voice is heard. And that's what this program is all about. On this episode, we are joined by Gracie Fleming of Lead Mo. We talk about their program to train folks all over Missouri how to get more involved in our government, whether as campaign managers, political organizers, nonprofit advocates, or even as candidates themselves. They have a free training program you can apply for right now on their website at leadmo.org. And even if you can't do it now, there'll be more classes later. So sign up to get updates from their website. Now on to the show. Gracie, are you here?
I am here, and thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it, and thanks for taking the time tonight. I know that you have been doing a lot of great work for this program, and it's a busy time for your program right now, too. So if you could, let folks know who you are, what you do, and what Lead Mo is.
Yeah, so I'm Gracie Fleming. I use she, her pronouns. And I am the organizing director at Lead Mo and Lead Mo Action. We are an organization that works to provide nonpartisan programming to develop a diverse and inclusive pipeline of talented leaders devoted to building a Missouri centered around equitable progress. And we also work to recruit racially, regionally, and economically diverse Missourians and equip them with the skills and networks they need to effectively engage in the political process. So in short, Lead Mo and Lead Mo Action are pipeline organizations for cultivating talent in Missouri. That's a lot of words. In short, we're an organization that helps folks that want to get involved, whether they want to run for office, whether they want to figure out how to work on a campaign, how to volunteer for an organization. We give them the tools and the network they need to succeed. And that's us. When it comes to me, I'm a born and raised Kansas Cityan. I kind of grew up with the fundamental understanding of grassroots organizing. And then as I grew professionally, worked in more electoral spaces and in governmental offices. So in a lot of ways, I've worked in the different spaces that we're working in at Lead Mo. We have worked with nonprofit organizations who send staff to us to get trained. We've helped campaigns get staff. We've helped candidates get training. We've helped labor organizers get skilled up in, van technical skills. So we're doing a little bit of everything with the folks we can.
Yeah, no, that's great. And it is a lot because you are doing a lot. So for folks who are watching, if you'd like to share where you're watching from too, I'm sure there's lots of examples of folks from your community that have been a part of this or have been impacted by this in some way. So there were some terms there that I know we're very familiar with, but a lot of folks might not know as much about. For example, the VAN. The VAN is this this big kind of database where a lot of candidates are using to, and really organizations too, to really find folks, see how they, hopefully folks who agree to some degree with what you're doing, but folks that you can then contact, talk to them about the work that you are trying to do for the state of Missouri. So I, for all of you who are watching and you're like, I don't know, this Lead Mo thing, I'm not exactly sure what it is. For those of you who've been following our campaign, and I'll put this disclaimer out as an attorney who's worked with a lot of nonprofits, obviously this is separate from Lead Mo and everything else. So big disclaimer there, nonprofit-wise. But as a candidate, as a campaign, we had a Lead Mo grad who was helping organize so much of the work that we've been doing in the last few months. The training was wonderful because he knew all about these complicated things that a lot of folks, including myself, don't really know so much about. Mm-hmm. So I guess when somebody is looking, and there are very few, unfortunately, programs that do a lot of this kind of leadership practical training in Missouri. There are a few really good ones, and I can think of some, you know, in the St. Louis, Kansas City area. But I, you know, this is expansive. This is the whole state, and it's not just limited to young people, too. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. So when it comes to, I'll talk about our staff program in particular, we've had about 4 cohorts over 3 years. And with that, we've trained over 100 people that now have the tools they need to, you know, enact the change they want to see in this state, to put it really broadly. But our classes are getting more and more diverse, and in some ways are really representative of Missouri. You know, it has been a really hard, hard year for folks in the state with the legislature, and really harmful policies that have been passed. And a silver lining that came out of that is that people were motivated to get involved and to gain skills to fight as, you know, as hard as they could, as smart as they could. So we have a lot of impacted people, you know, trans folks, folks that identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color that are mad. And, you know, they find us as a way to have that anger and have that rage become something productive.
What kind of, and I know there's some folks who are commenting about where they're watching from right now, and I do want to get to the geographic issue too, but you know, you mentioned, for example, labor organizing. So, you know, I think a lot of folks think, oh, is this mostly training for, you know, candidates or campaigns or something? But it's broader than that. And mm-hmm. I wonder if you could speak a little bit to, like, the curriculum and the skills that people are having that can apply in so many of these different areas, and why is that important for Missouri? I think a lot of folks really focus on, oh, here's that campaign, here's that flashy candidate mm-hmm. who's here for this point. But there's a lot of other work that gets done that I think a lot of people are less aware of, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And those are usually the people who stick around after an election cycle too to do that work.
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of answer your question in 2 points. So to start, you know, the why. Like, why is this important? What is this work we're actually doing? Why is it so crucial? We are, frankly, taking a play from the conservative playbook of the 1980s when it came to building a bench of people. That sounds crazy to say, but as a progressive movement, we do not have a deep bench in Missouri. And what that means is that we do not have a lot of folks in Missouri that are actively engaged in a way that they could say, I'm ready to run tomorrow. And when it comes to political staffers, we have a hard time retaining talent because, you know, it's been a hard few years for our state. We've seen a lot of changes. And, you know, it's also sometimes shiny to go work on a campaign in Georgia or Washington, D.C. as a progressive person. So, you know, we are really trying to make sure that we have the best team we can in this state, that anyone that wants to, you know, work in any side of the progressive movement has the ability to and has the network to. All right. I forgot the first part of your question. You asked me, go ahead.
Well, it's about, like, you know, so I think that is one, and that's an issue. I literally was just in NXA last night and talking about, you know, there's a lot of folks, I think, in Missouri right now. And really, I think it's not just limited to, you know, the progressive side of things, mm-hmm. or democratic side of things, but there are a lot of folks who are really dejected. You know, you look at our government and you look at the results that we're getting and the folks who keep getting elected to this, and the problems that we're all having in our communities, our schools, our roads. We're seeing hospitals closing everywhere. We're essentially making it, in a large part, rural Missouri is becoming an unlivable place. I mean, now they're trying to pollute. Tonight, they're talking about this right now, about polluting another river with waste and everything else from a farm runoff. But mm-hmm. I think that there's, you know, there's a lot of folks, and we talk about people who are registered to vote and are choosing not to and are disengaged from that process, too. So I think like that feeling of what the heck are we supposed to do? I think that is really kind of permeating so many parts of Missouri. I think even folks, mm-hmm. some folks who are voting Republican right now probably feel the same way, because it's like, what the heck is going on in my world? But You know, the first part of that question, I think, you know, I think of organizations like the Rural Crisis Center, or I think of friends of mine who are doing union organizing. And that's, you know, it's not with a campaign, it's not with a candidate, it's not with a party or something like that. But it's this work that is being done beyond just the election cycle that I think a lot of folks don't know so much about that world. You know, they might know like this nonprofit is doing that, like that's the nonprofit that you go to for this. But there, I think there's less understanding broadly of like the work that goes into organizing year round with those organizations too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, what you said is so key, year round. And there are a lot of folks in Missouri that don't feel heard. They don't feel like folks have been there for them in rural parts of the state. People have not, you know, come and showed up and knock on their doors, except for if it's an election week, you know, if it's GOTV season. So what we're trying to do is change that. And it's not us. We are not, you know, the people that are going to come and fix Missouri. It's all of us. We're all the people that are going to come and fix Missouri. So, you know, you might not have heard of LEADMO, but we're an organization that is somewhat behind the scenes, and we are trying to support the work of grassroots organizations that is happening 12 months a year. So you mentioned Missouri Rural Crisis Center. You know, another organization is Missouri Jobs with Justice. Missouri Jobs with Justice, we have helped them find some staff members, people that have, you know, a person that's gone through our program and learned a lot, ended up being an organizer there that was previously just someone that maybe went to events from a different organization before, but hadn't gotten involved past that. But then we've also helped them find, you know, multiple canvassers so that we can have people knocking doors in all the corners of Missouri that we can reach. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. You know, when you started, you said this is a busy season for you. That might sound weird to some of y'all. It's August in 2023. We are recruiting and training folks yesterday. So, you know, for organizations like mine, you know, this is when we're tired. If when it's election night, it's kind of too late for us. You know, there is so much work that goes on behind the scenes to make sure that we can show up and fight. And we need all hands on deck to get there. So,
yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, I mean, there, look, there's a lot of work to do, and I don't think anybody would, really should think anything differently right now in Missouri. But, yeah, I, you know, so I guess the right now, so you all are recruiting, and there's a website for those of you who are watching, but there's a website that's on the screen. It's LEADMO, like Missouri, LEADMO.org. And you all have a deadline that is coming up pretty soon for your next applicant class. So could you, talk a little bit about that and what the program looks like and why people should consider doing that?
Yeah, so we are currently accepting applicants for our fall staff cohort program. This program is really considered the pipeline to candidate, to progressive political nonprofit staff in this state. So when it comes to organizations and campaigns, they like us because we can help them by giving them resources and setting them up with people that have really trained, you know, with best practices. But, you know, besides that, this cohort program is something that can give you those tangible skills that you can't and don't really learn in a classroom that are actually things that you will use in the workplace. We are teaching people, I know Eli brought up VAN. We're teaching people how to use the voter activation network and how to contact voters. We're teaching them how to fundraise and how to ask people for money and how to ask unions for money. We are explaining to them how labor works and how the AFL-CIO works. Explaining to them how to do digital strategy and communications, how organizing works. Like there's so many concepts that we're teaching these folks, kind of just like filling them with a lot of information so that they not only have that gained skill set, but they maybe have more clarity on what they want to do and where they can best fit into this space. You know, we had a great person go through our program last year and said, this maybe isn't for me, but I gained a lot. And now I'm going to go do this thing. And I think I learned a lot here that's going to benefit me doing this thing. But, you know, the majority of people that go through our programming have maybe wanted to do something like this before, wanted to get involved, and they kind of felt like they didn't have a direction. You know, not everyone knows about the grassroots organizing that's going on in their community. Not everyone is engaged with one of the parties or even just like an organization. And when folks come to us, that those skills that we're giving them, they can, you know, it'll help them get a job here, there, wherever. But really what we're giving them is, hey, we know these folks and we're able to advocate for you and we're able to introduce you. The political ecosystem in Missouri, from candidates to unions to advocacy organizations to staffers of government officials, it's small, but it's really hard to get in there. And so what we're trying to do is open the door for folks. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to play with a system that's not perfect. And the political system
sometimes,
is not
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes that's just how life works. And we try and be real with people. And we say, you know, it can be hard to move up if you don't know what is out there. And it can be hard to get a job if you don't know what organizations exist. Come find us. We'll give you skills. And then we'll introduce you to people and make sure that you have exposure and that you're getting what you need to figure out, you know, where you fit in best to this work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I do know that the networking, I've done some leadership stuff. And it's the network that you get from it that usually is the biggest benefit and friends that you make forever. And I know for a fact, for anybody who's like, I don't know, the LEADMO people talk. They talk with each other all the time. They're sharing like, oh, here's this opportunity and that one. And it seems like a really supportive community that you all are building on top of this training too.
Yeah. So the way the training looks is that it is 5 weeks of virtual sessions. The fall one is mainly in October, Tuesday, Thursday evenings from 6 to 8. So virtual sessions, you're learning the basics. From there, we're taking you in person to Columbia, where we do a in-person session in teams where people are creating a campaign plan from top to bottom. They're really having to get to the nitty-gritty and, you know, the real hard stuff that you actually have to do on the job. But our network and our support system of graduates, of partner organizations, of our board members is really that, you know, the gold of our program. These people come to Columbia. You know, our grads have met people in this room that they got jobs from. I think a really great example is one of our graduates is Carly Seek. She lives in Columbia. She graduated from Mizzou. She did our program when she was maybe 18 or 19. She met Barbara Buffalo, who was a candidate we trained. Barbara ended up running for mayor of Columbia. She hired Carly as her campaign manager. Now Carly is managing Stephen Weber's campaign for a really target state Senate seat in Boone County in the Columbia area. So that network is the best part. Elad's right. We talk in the best of ways. People call our grads and they say, oh my gosh, I need someone yesterday. Where do I find a staff member? They send them to us. So we've really, you know, made a space for our graduates, but it's our graduates and like their success and how awesome they are. That really is what speaks to our programming.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a grad here. I'm going to put Alan on. Oh, I love you, buddy. All right. Adam and Brett.
Alan.
Proud LEADMO alum here. 10 out of 10 would recommend. So if you're undecided at this point, just listen to Alan. Alan knows what he's talking about. So, yeah. Okay. So wait. All right. So I'm sitting here. All right, and I'm listening. I'm like, oh, this sounds good, but oh man, it's gonna be like work and stuff that I have to do, and I've got to fill out this whole application. Tell me the application process. It's online. You can do it on your phone. It's easy to do. You just have to go to the web. Is this all true? Am I lying to people? You know, I don't want to do that.
Yes. So it's very easy to do and to find our application. If you go to one of our websites, our C4 is www.leadmo.org, and our advocacy organization, our C4 is leadmoaction.org. Okay. Either one, if you click on staff cohort, you're going to find a link to our application. It should not
take you
long.
Should we go do that to see what it looks like? Why not?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do it. All right, hold up. Let's see. All right, I've got a little screen. I'm going to share it over here. All right, let's see if people can see it or not. I'm doing this live, so everybody have a good time with me. All right. Let's see. Everybody's probably seeing my text message groups now. Enjoy that, everyone. All right.
That's...
You know, whatever. Everybody's got a mom who sends them graphics of things. So, okay, hold up. All right. Okay, so I think we've got... so I've got this it looks like it's... Okay, so this is the presentation. We can just go to the website, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just go to leadmo.org.
So I'm at leadmo.org, okay? And, all right, so I see, all right, a bunch of places for me to sign up and everything else. So where am I applying for the program? Where should I go?
At the very top of the page, you should see a page that says staff cohort, a tab.
Yeah, the cohort program. Okay, yep, okay.
You click on that, right away, you're going to see a button to the right that says apply for cohort.
It says apply. Okay, it's
generous,
nice. Yeah, lights up when you get right on top of it. So it's a Google form.
Yes, it's a Google form. What you're going to tell us is just a few things about, you know, why, how you heard about this program, why you're interested in it. You're going to attach a resume and a headshot. Now, the reason I'm telling you this now is because if you don't feel proud about your resume, guess what? We're going to help you with it. So, you know, do your best and know that we're going to have a training to help you with your resume. And we're going to have a training to help you with future cover letters. And we're going to have a training to help you in future interviews. So we want to give you that skills. We don't expect anyone that applies for our programming to be a perfect candidate because this is a training program. You know, we want you as you are. The same thing goes with headshots. If you don't have a headshot, you can just submit a selfie and we can help you take a better looking photo later. That is just something that we'll use at the end of the program. I don't want anything in this application to be a deterrent for anyone. Elad's welcome to share my contact info, and it's at the bottom of this, or it's in this application as well. So reach out to me if you have questions, concerns, but, you know, this should be easy, and we'll make sure that everything else is hopefully as easy as this, too, moving past this.
Okay, great. So it asks some stuff about what folks are already interested in. It's not long. Look, we're almost done here, you know? Look at that. Yeah. I scrolled through, and it's got some easy questions. You know how old you are already. You don't even have to think about that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of us do, I guess, because we start to lose count a little bit. But yeah, and then you can add stuff here. This is, I mean, that it's, I think that was an important piece of information about, you know, if you don't have some of these things ready to go already, that you can all help with that. So already, I mean, you're going to get a big benefit out of this. Okay, so the application, when does this application close for this next class?
So the application does close Wednesday at midnight, which is soon, but I'm telling you, you can do this in 15 minutes.
You can do it. We just looked at it. You can do it.
With that, we will also have this program in the spring.
Okay.
So if you apply now and then turns out you can't do this fall, we'll just say, okay, you can do the spring cohort. So this is going to exist. We do encourage you to get your application in the next couple of days if possible. And if you do happen to miss this window, we'll just have to chat again in a few months about the spring.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, right. So if you can't make it happen, that's fine. There's still time. And then you can... So let's say, all right, I'm sold. I'm going to apply. Then you go through this process. What am I expecting at that point? Am I going to get... Should I be checking my email? What am I looking for after this?
So you will get an email. You'll get a couple emails from me. One of them will just give kind of the overview for you to maybe bookmark or star so you have the big dates. And then you'll get an email to schedule an interview with me. Be a short interview, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, figuring out why you want to do this program, what motivates you, if there's an issue you care about in particular. Asking you about your availability of like how you want to actually work in this space, if we can help you get a job. Pretty easy stuff. We even give you the questions beforehand because we know that it can give folks, interviews give people anxiety, and we want to minimize that. And as an organization that helps people get jobs and help organizations staff up, we want to be, you know, showing the best practices. So we try and make this process as easy as possible. You get the questions beforehand. If you're a good fit for the program, we'll follow up. We'll tell you you're accepted. We'll send you calendar invites and Zoom links for everything. And you should have everything in your calendar for the next you know, for the entirety of the programming, which is ending the end of September to the beginning of November.
Got it. Okay. Very cool. Now, let's say, so that's the group. I'm, you know, ready to go. This sounds great. I want to do it. All right. So now we've got the group that's like, meh, I don't know, maybe in the spring. So in between, I feel like, you know, you can just sit back right here, you know, get the little bat out and start to whack it. What do you have any events in the meantime where somebody can learn more about LeadMo or find ways to better support it? Are there anything in the meantime that you'd like to say, hey, you all should come to this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So before I hit the softball, Elad's asking me to, I do want to say that we consistently have programming that we call Power Hours that if you sign up on our website, you'll get information about. They're hour-long informational events for folks that are honestly, if you're interested in this podcast, you'd be interested in our Power Hours. Our last one was about the Missourians for Healthy Families and Fair Wages ballot initiative that's working to hoping to raise minimum wage and to provide earned paid sick leave for all Missourians. Wanted to make sure I got every word right in there.
Yep.
Our next one is actually this Wednesday.
Okay.
And it's on resiliency. And that is a big topic. But this Power Hour is going to be specifically for folks that are engaged in the political space, either, you know, from an elected official to a volunteer. It's going to be an interactive session examining how we can set ourselves up for sustainability in working in this space, in the progressive movement. We know it's really important to take time and reflect and strategize on how to stay resilient while you're building power in this space, because if we have burnt out people in Missouri that care about things, we are that much weaker. So I do encourage you to, you know, sign up on our website, get information from us. Even if you aren't a person that wants to apply to this cohort, if you're just like here and there, I like to attend things. We have those here and there events as well. With that, though, we do have two upcoming events. We have fundraiser happy hours that are networking events quite often. But we have one in St. Louis, in the St. Louis region, and that is on September 21st. It is at one of our supporters' houses, and we share the address information after folks RSVP. And then we are also going to have a fundraising happy hour November 4th. And that's in Columbia. And that actually coincides with our cohort capstone program, where we bring everyone for the fall cohort to Columbia. So that in itself is actually the networking event. We have our board members there. We have elected officials in the MIDMO region, partner organizations and leaders. Elad attended the event last year, actually, in the spring.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, it's a great event for people that, you know, want to network, want to get involved, but it also is benefiting our cohort class because they're meeting all those people like you. So did you have a good time at our
I had a great time. Fundraiser? Yeah, I had a great time. And honestly, I was supposed to be elsewhere. I was supposed to be at a trivia night very close to me in St. Louis. And Clayton, the LeadMo grad who was working on the campaign, he said, under no circumstance can you miss this. You have to come to this thing. So I sent my apologies to the trivia team. I also sent them a lot of pizza from the networking event in Columbia. It was great. I mean we're talking about like the benefits that LeadMo folks get. I mean just meeting all of these people and learning. Just within that short amount of time, you meet a very motivated group of folks who have a lot of different ideas and opinions and want to be very helpful. And I thought it was awesome. And I intend to go to as many of these as I possibly can. So
that's awesome. Well,
I'm joining Alan.
So what I'm hearing, what I'm hearing is that if folks come to these events, they're going to see you.
You come hang out. Yeah. Come hang out. It's a great time. There are good people, lots of good people there. And heck, that's how we got to, you know, connected on a lot of this stuff too, to make this happen.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we keep things super affordable. If you're a student or someone under 25, it's $25 and it's open bar and snacks. So it's basically you got a dinner and a couple drinks. cheap event. I think it's worth it. It's one of my favorite events of the year. And if you want to learn a little bit about Lead Mo and you don't know how you want to dip your toes in the water yet, definitely encourage you to come meet us in person. It's a really good community. It's a good energy. You know, we are not an organization that's going to change anything tomorrow. We are an organization that has to have that long-term vision in mind. And we have to be thinking about, you know, that hope and hope as an action word, and how can we build the Missouri that we want to see and that we all deserve. And so being in space with people that have that same mindset, that this is going to be hard, but it's going to be easier if we work together, and it's going to be easier if we're clear that it's going to be hard and it's going to take a long time. It's a really good feeling. So, you know, if you're a retired person that's trying to figure out how to get involved, if you're a 17-year-old, if you're someone that has maybe talked to voters a few times, either knocking a door for a ballot initiative or, you know, showing up on election day to volunteer for a candidate, I'd encourage you to think about, like, how can I do a little more? How can I get involved more in a way that's not necessarily more work, but more strategic work, where you're really having a big impact? And that's the type of space we're trying to facilitate in the, you know, community we're trying to create here at Lead Mo.
Yeah. And there's another, I'm going to serve up another one for you, because you mentioned this, one of your events coming up is going to be at a supporter's home. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you're like, oh, maybe this isn't for me, or I've done some things like this, or maybe you've graduated and or you've, you know, you're working in this space and you just understand the importance of having more people involved here in Missouri in this way, you mm-hmm. can also make sure that this, because it's a free program for folks to be a part mm-hmm. of. And so yeah. that requires financial support. So if you are somebody who's watching this and like, man, this sounds good, I'd like to learn more. Obviously there's a website, but I'm sure I would venture to say there's probably plenty of opportunities for folks to also support the program that you have.
Absolutely. You know, obviously the easiest answer there is financial support. We're constantly fundraising. We're a nonprofit of two staffers that are trying to have a big impact. But besides that, you know, our program is as good as our trainers, is as good as our connectors, is as good mm-hmm. as our network. So, yeah. you know, if you're listening to this and you're someone that has worked on, maybe you have worked on a number of campaigns, or you're really good at Twitter and Facebook and digital, and you're like, I have this really good talent, I don't know what to do with it. Contact us, because maybe you can help someone else gain that skill, and then you'll just have a multiplier effect.
Yeah. Yeah. We got this comment very early on, and mm-hmm. it leads me to this question. So from Macy, about watching this, and I hear this a lot, small blue dot here in Southeast Missouri listening in. And I travel a lot around Missouri. I've been doing this for years now. And when I worked for the state, so it's been a long time. It's like 10 years now. And I've lived here my whole life. And there are places where folks, I think to a large degree, you know, there's times, and I get this comment a lot about, you know, the town halls that we do here, about how it's okay. connecting people to these kinds of conversations and everything else. And I've mentioned how important the community building aspect of all of this is. I wonder, you know, do you have, I mean, unfortunately, you know, one of the big issues that we're having as a state right now is we're having a lot of young people who are growing up in Missouri, and mm-hmm. as soon as they can, they leave. And it's because it's a place that a lot of folks do not see, especially young people, as being a home for them. And sometimes mm-hmm. we have some folks who come back, but a lot of times we don't. And we're seeing a lot of, especially rural communities that are the average age is increasing. I hear this in Marceline all the time when I'm going. And there are a lot of people who are looking around. They're saying how sad this is, because when I was growing up, this was a place where you knew that you could make a good living, that you were able to be here, you know, see the everything that was in the family as part of this tradition, mm-hmm. that we had, you know, wonderful places for folks to be in. And I think that there's, unfortunately, especially when we're talking about different states and growth and population and everything else, an opportunity, that folks are really looking at Missouri and they're saying that this isn't it. And I wonder, you know, especially since you're an organization that does work with a lot of young people, you know, in mm-hmm. that in that part where we see a lot of them leave and they go somewhere else to go work and maybe even do the same work somewhere else. You know, how much of a factor do you think having something like this is in encouraging people to stay? I mean, you know, it's a fight that we're talking a long term. We're not talking about, hey, we're mm-hmm. going to fix this in one election cycle or in 3 months or 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
This is a long term focus. And I wonder if you have seen or the organization overall has seen an impact in that way in making Missouri mm-hmm. a place where young people want to stay because they feel like they can be involved in issues that they really care about.
Yeah. So I think one thing that's helpful to just know framing this is that LeadMo was founded by people that work in this space and have for a really long time because they saw this problem getting bigger and bigger and snowballing. We have a really bad problem with talent in this state leaving. And, you know, that's talent for folks running on a campaign, but it's also people that are willing to, you know, work for the city government. You know, the amount of governmental positions that are not filled right now in this state is horrendous. And it's because we don't, you know, obviously treat our employees super great here in Missouri. So it is the problem we're coming here to solve. In some way, I'm a testament to LeadMo doing just that. I was living in Chicago. I was working for a national organization. I ended up moving back to Missouri because of the pandemic, where my family lives. And I got recruited for this job and to get involved with this organization. So there are people like me that are from this state and they really care about it and they left and they gained skills. We're trying to get them to come back. So we are totally okay at LeadMo with you going to work on a runoff race in Georgia. We're totally okay with you going to work, you know, in Pennsylvania on a key county commissioner seat or going to DC and working for, you know, whatever organization or institution. We just want you to come back. So I do think that we've had an impact there because we have had graduates that have left and we have gotten them jobs back in state. We've also just helped a lot of people get jobs that frankly, like they could have maybe found them. But, you know, when you're a 25-year-old staffer, it's not like you know every candidate that may run for office that could maybe give you a job. So that is the exact problem we're trying to fix. I can't tell you that we've seen the impact because my data brain doesn't want to tell you that we've seen the impact without having points to show you that. Yeah. But I will tell you that we are in the middle of surveying all of our graduates to figure that out, like to the extent of what our impact really is, because we do know that we've had some impact and we want to be able to tell folks that and figure out how we can improve things along the way towards, you know, being a more equitable in, a more equitable and a more intentional organization as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, folks, thank you, Gracie. Thank you for coming on and doing all of this and sharing all of this information. Mm-hmm. So leadmo.org, go watch exactly what we did, read my text message comments with my mom about a vacuum cleaner that broke at my house, and then read the rest of the website about applying for this program or at least finding a way to support it. Or just, heck, just sign. That's the first thing that you see. Put your email in, sign up, figure out what you're going to do and learn more about the organization, stay up to date, and go to an event. I mean, the events are great. Yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I didn't mention that I do want to just say before
Please.
We close is
yeah.
There is like a common misconception that the people that work in politics are working on candidate campaigns. Mm-hmm. And that is the case. But there is so much advocacy work happening and advocacy organizations that do direct voter contact. You know, I mentioned Jobs with Justice, pro-choice, well, Abortion Access Missouri. Promo. There's so many organizations and we consider ourselves an organization that we hold ourselves accountable to the movement and to these grassroots organizations. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know if I want to work on a campaign, but I really care about my trans brother and I'm trying to figure out what to do more, you are still, you know, it's still a good fit for you to come to us and we want to help you there. And we want to help Promo find you, whether you could be, you know, a future volunteer, a future leader, a future organizing leader, or even a future staffer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities, and, you know, I think that's kind of the main goal there. It's not like you are being funneled into something that you don't want to do. And I think that that's, you know, the whole point about whether you have a resume ready or not, you know, whether you have a headshot ready or not, whether you have these things, even if you know what to do or not. I mean, the programs that I've been through, there were so many people who came in and really reconsidered like their whole careers and figured out, hey, you know, I never considered this before, but I met this person who then told me about this other person, and now here I am. And I think it's when you come in with an open mindset like that, or even if you're just kind of looking, figuring out like what to do, but you know that you're passionate about something, these programs can be really helpful. And the training that you get from this one in particular, which I can definitely talk about all day, it is very, very, very good. And those are skills that you can take to a lot of places with you. So, yeah. Great. Thank you. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, y'all. Absolutely. Feel free to reach out. You know, anyone listening, if you have questions, I'll even give you my email. It's Gracie, G-R-A-C-I-E, at leadmo.org. It's on the website too, so please don't spam me. But if you have questions, reach out, and I'd love to, you know, get a cup of coffee or just have a quick phone call and talk a little bit more about what we do.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can participate in our live town halls and watch our old ones at alodgross.live. This is Alod Gross, and I'll see you on the next Alod Podcast.